hardly anybody you process is way over there. Because those people are almost gone. They are quite insane. They are no longer able to promote life in any form or shape. The occluded case sets in before you have reached the peak of the curve. It's still over on the create side of the curve. Now, the case then that you will process, either steps 3 feet back of his head with great ease, or he's 3 feet back of his head with certainty but kind of puzzled, or he's 3 feet back of his head uncertainly and he can't observe anything or see anything, but he recognizes there's some small truth in what we're talking about, or he's stuck in the head and totally sold on the biological line, or he's more pulled into the physical universe than he is into a body. In other words, he's even stopped being a body. He's more apt to be an object of some sort. So we have the whole gamut. How do we solve all of these cases? We use a process known as SOP-8DA. This process utilizes many, many factors. We haven't time to review all these factors at this time. It's dependent mainly upon the curve, create, survive, destroy. It is dependent upon the formula of communication, and communication is cause across a distance to effect. C-E. And cause is merely a source point of an impulse or particle, and effect is simply the receipt point of an impulse or particle, and the distance traversed between the two is space, and that is actually the way space is created. You just say C-E, because space is a viewpoint of dimension. A fellow has to be there looking before there really is any space. Now, what he sees, of course, is E. But he is creating the space. He's actually the viewpoint at C, and all space is created from C. People seeing that there's space in the physical universe naturally believe that there has to be a God somewhere who is doing all the looking. A very, very religious person believes that God does all the looking, believe me. All of it. All right? He's creating all the space. And this C-E has another thing. A perfect communication finds duplicated at the receipt point what is sent from the dispatch point, the source point. In other words, E duplicates C. A perfect communication contains duplication. Agreement also contains duplication. A perfect agreement is a perfect duplication. Now, we have a triangle known as the ARC triangle, and this at the top of the tone scale at 40 is a very, very loose triangle. I mean, it's very big, it's very flexible. And at the bottom, it is an identified point. But the triangle is total other determinism at the bottom, and is total self-determinism at the top. Somewhere in between, there is an optimum interpersonal relationship possible. We have ARC, of course, is affinity, reality, and communication. Reality is composed mainly of agreement. Communication is simply the transfer one to another of impulses, thoughts, particles. And affinity is naturally that feeling of beingness which one shares with others. The degree of affinity. ARC. Well, let's look into this and see if there aren't some very fast processes. Well, we find an individual, when you first put your hands on him, usually can't do two things. If he's very bad off, he can't do two things. And most of the individuals you lay your hands on will have difficulty with these two things. One is receive orders. He's going to have difficulty with that. And the other thing is communication in general. Going to have great difficulty with that. And he'll also have another difficulty, a third one. He won't like you or anybody else. See, he's having difficulty with A, difficulty with R, and with C. Now, but the two principal things which you will note are simply these, that he's having difficulty communicating in any difference. In other words, you say something to him and he doesn't quite apprehend what you're saying. And the other one is, he won't receive an order because this means he has to duplicate you exactly. Well, there's another thing he's having trouble with, quite in addition to ARC, and that's space. Every case you process having some kind of trouble with space. All right. Let's combine these various factors then, and as we start to process a case, let's see if we can't get him into communication. Let's see if we can't get him talking or communicating in some fashion with us. That would be the first thing you would have to do with the case, and there are many ways to do that. We needn't go into them this time. There are many ways to do it, but just talking to somebody, how do you feel, how do you think about the world, just getting talking, a flow going both ways. You'll find out that this is a very necessary first step. The next one is to get him to receive an order and execute it in such a fashion that you know he's doing it. And so we have opening procedure. Opening procedure is the process of making a person move around as a body and locate various things. Make a postulate, he's going to go a certain place and then go there. Make a postulate, he's going to do something and then do it. You give him an order to do something and he does it. In other words, an enormous variety of things are possible under opening procedure, whereby you are simply delivering a communication or an order and the individual's complying, and you know he's complying because he's moving around the room doing it. This is necessary because the cases you're going to have a lot of trouble with will sit in that chair and do something else entirely different because you don't watch their mind in operation. All right, this opening procedure then for SOP-8C is quite complex, but in SOP-8D it becomes very elementary. All you do is ask the fellow to go around and find points in space and put his finger on them and let them go and find other points in space, move around. He locates points in space and locates points in space until you're quite sure that, one, he can find the same point several times, and he is getting fairly comfortable about it. He doesn't get screamingly bored about it. If he starts to get awfully bored about it, this simply means that he is coming up against a stop. And as a result, you know, he's coming up against his inability to do it. You just make him do it a little bit more, and that boredom will pass away. But you've gotten him over a main hump here, and you've let him tolerate space. You've let him see space without necessarily seeing an object. Now, what have you? Why did you do all this? Well, that's so he will follow your orders. There's no sense in processing somebody unless orders will be followed. But there's another thing about it, and that is that opening procedure is in itself very, very therapeutic. So let's remember, in doing opening procedures, do it thoroughly. How long do you have to do it? Well, you do it until he is comfortably accepting your orders and executing, and he's perfectly willing to duplicate many times. And that's how long you follow opening procedure. As I say, there's wider opening procedures in 8C, but this is a very compact process, this SOP-8DA. Next step, which is step one. You ask the preclear to be 3 feet back of his chair. That's all there is to that step. And I've just talked to you about that. You separated him out of the biological line. Just bing. He either will separate out or he won't. You don't care whether he does or he doesn't. You go on to the next step. You say, now, whatever you're looking at this moment, we get into step two, which is duplication. If there's something wrong with a fellow's communication, his ability to communicate, his ability to differentiate, and so forth, there's certainly something wrong with duplication. He can't duplicate easily, so we go into step two, and we have the preclear. Look at whatever he's seeing. The room, the body, the sky, the building. You say, be 3 feet back of your head. Well, maybe he just continues to see nothing but blackness. Well, whatever he sees, you don't care. You just tell him to get another one just like it. And then another one just like it. And then another one just like it. One at a time, you ask him to duplicate it over and over and over. You do that step cleanly, saying, now, what do you see? All right, get another one just like it. Duplicate it, and 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 duplicate it. After you've done that a lot of times, then you ask him to look around and find a nothingness. And ask him then to get another nothingness just like it. In other words, duplicate it, and duplicate it, and duplicate it, and duplicate it, and duplicate it. Duplicate a nothingness. You see, that's one thing that a static has never done. And it's quite new. That's a perfect communication. If you're dealing with something here which is really a nothingness, in order to get a perfect communication, you've got to have nothingness to nothingness. And as a result, very often people will immediately snap out of their heads as soon as they start doing this. That's a case that's not very bad off. So two parts to that. One, whatever you're looking at, look at it. Now duplicate it, duplicate it, duplicate it, duplicate it many times, and get image pictures of it. And the other one is, the other part is find a nothingness. Now duplicate that nothingness and duplicate that nothingness many, many times. Duplicate, 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 so on. Okay. You see, the direction of the Thetan has always been toward making something. Well, this is never a perfect communication, and we'll obviously wind him up sooner or later as being an object. See, he's never asked to make nothing. He always tries to make something. Take your daily workaday world. You're always trying to make something. Of course, you get over in the destroy end, then you're trying to make nothing of something particularly. And that's quite different, you see, than just making nothing. You're trying to make nothing of Russians or nothing of cancer or nothing of starvation. But that's nothing of something. And, of course, that's after the fact. You just want a pure nothing, and you're just going to duplicate it many times. And that's a perfect communication. All right. We have then step three. Now we have the individual hold the two back corners of the room. We just have him sit there and hold on the two back corners of the room. He sort of puts a beam out of wherever he is to each one of the two back corners of the room. And believe me, it's the back corners of the room. It's not the front corners of the room. And it's just two of them. It's not four or six or eight. It's just two back corners of the room. And he simply holds on to those. And it's very important that he sit there and not think. And you tell him to do this, just sit there and don't think. And you have him do that from 2 minutes to 2 hours. There's many a pre-clear has simply exteriorized after holding on to the two back corners of the room for a couple of hours. Now, what happens when it's not think? Well, you see, he's been trying to think. The impulse is to think, to think, to think, think, to figure, 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 figure. And you just put the brakes on that impulse and you just reverse that flow. You just have him sit there comfortably and not think. And that is all there is to the third step. Now let's get into the fourth step. Well, now in 8D itself, the fourth step is a problem in universes. It is separating out various universes. There is a prime axiom here. Any universe is subject to the postulates of the God of that universe. And it's only subject to that God's postulates. So let's take Mother. We'll say Mother has a universe. All right? That universe is subject to Mother's postulates. You see that? Now, there are three classes of universes. There's the pre-clear's own universe, there are other people's universes, and there's the physical universe. Just like that. That's all there are. That's three classes. All right. Now, that's all you need to be concerned with, certainly. Now, we have the individual who is unable to change his own mind is in the condition that he can't change his postulates. But are they his postulates? No, they're not. He is, you might say, in other universes than his own. If he were totally in his own universe, he would be able to change his postulates at will. Well, he can't do this, so let's fix him up so he can change his postulates. How would you get him to do this? Well, in 8D, one simply goes down the line and finds all the persons he's been associated with since birth, looks at the E-meter, finds the biggest dives, and simply asks two questions. He asks these two questions many times over and over. First, he asks many times, where would Mother be safe? And the other question is, give me some things that Mother doesn't own. Those are the two questions, and there aren't any other questions. You understand that? There aren't any other questions. And where this technique has fallen down, it is some place where an auditor has gotten too unbearably fancy for words. He can't be this simple. You see, he's got to ball it up somehow or another by saying, all right, now let's get where communications from your mother would be safe. No. Where Mother would be safe. You see this. All right. Now, give me some things Mother doesn't own. Now, don't ask him, give me some things that Mother does own. Because it's not true that Mother owns a single thing that he'll ever see. Because the universe that he will see is his own universe. Even when he's looking at the physical universe, he's seeing his viewpoint of the physical universe. And that's what it is to him. Mother doesn't own any part of any of this. So let's ask the truth. Give me some places where Mother would be safe. Of course, Mother would be safe any place because she isn't any place. Mother would be safe anywhere, actually, because, she would not necessarily be safe as Mother. A composite form in the face of death and so forth. But as far as a thetan, a life impulse, or a series of life impulses, she, of course, is safe anywhere. So let's ask the two truthful questions. One, where's Mother safe? And the other is, give me some things Mother doesn't know. Well, that's 8, SOP 8D. That's the way that's run. E-meter technique. Now, we're doing, though, SOP 8DA, which is a modification. Many years ago, a fellow by the name of Sigmund Freud adventured into the field of psychotherapy and established the factors of association and many other things. He was a very, very brilliant man. And in 1894, he broke away from his earlier companions of philosophy and established a theory known as the libido theory. This libido theory stated that sex was the trouble with everything. Well, of course, his conclusions on this, to us, are very remarkable. They're very far afield. They're much too complex for our use. Nevertheless, in its finest essence, this is essentially true for a certain level of case. Let's look at a scale. No deteriorates into look. Look deteriorates into emotion. Emotion condenses, you might say, each time too, condenses into effort. Effort condenses into thinkingness. Thinkingness condenses into symbols, because symbols are just packages of thought. And symbols condense into eating. And eating condenses into sex. A demonstration of this is you want to take a family of rats. Psychology did, by the way, contribute one thing to mankind. Psychology is a 19th century subject. It originated and came to its peak in the 19th century. It originated this fact that you could experiment with rats. No further rationale about it, but you could experiment with rats. And it's found this out. And let's look this over. And amongst the field of rats, let's just avoid being logical and looking at human beings, because it's observable there too. And we find out that if we take a family of rats and reduce their food to a point where they're almost starving, that they'll start breeding like mad. Let's look at India and find out that there's very little food in India and there's a terrific amount of breeding. Where you reduce the ability of the individual to survive, you get a reliance upon sex. Next generation. Everybody starts passing these checks and saying, well, see you in the next generation. Unending stream of protoplasm. Let's abandon these units right here. Let's just make sure that there's plenty of protoplasm lying up there and we'll survive someplace else some other day. And therefore you get sex at the bottom of all this. Now, he studied this lower level and had a tendency to try to condense and compress everything into this lower level. It doesn't all compress there because knowingness is not resident in sex. And symbols are not resident in sex. And eating is not resident in sex or anything else. But all of these things can be found there. Let's find the biggest point of irrationality in the entire culture of today, however, and let's look at sex and find out that sex is the point of entrance in any case that you're going to have trouble with. And SOPAD is something that is applicable to any and all cases, but it will still take a long time on the case that's having an awful time of it. Instead of this, let's take one which is dedicated to the roughest case of all, but which will work on any case. It will work on any case, but it's dedicated to the roughest case of all, and that's SOPADA. Real rough. And let's enter this no-to-sex scale at the level of sex. Of course, you know there's solid, massive steel objects below sex, and you'll find a lot of cases you have to solve those with. But if you run into a case that's that rough, you just better do advanced course procedure and let it go at that. But let's take these cases that are occluded, that are hanging fire, and let's discover something very peculiar about these cases. Let's find out that if other things won't break them up one way or the other, that SOPADA will. All right, what is step 4 then of SOPADA? It asks just one question. Where would blank be safe? It's the only question it asks. Where would blank be safe? Now, what do you put in blank? And by the way, it isn't where would a communication line to blank be safe? Where would blank affinity be safe? Where wouldn't little curly Q's on this question be safe? No. No, no. It's where would blank be safe? That's all. That's the total question. Where would blank be safe? Unvaried, unvarying. Blank is this list. Semen. Ovum. Wombs. Male genitals. Vaginas. Embryos, fetuses, birth, and infants. End of list. And I do mean end of list. Now, This is worked just a little bit different in that there isn't any real use to search these up on an E-meter. If your case isn't exteriorizing very easily, he is depending utterly upon the biological line for his continued survival. So let's just bust the unending stream of protoplasm. Let's just cut the Gordian knot at center with this. You understand there can be cases that are tougher than this, cases that are being solid objects. They are way over here in the physical universe bracket. Don't try to run this on a nuclear physicist. It probably won't work. He has no more concept of procreation. As a matter of fact, their wives find this out rather rapidly. That's a horrible, nasty thing to say, but they're not totally emasculated. They're merely omified. You can exceed this, in other words. But this technique will still work upon them and still produce a considerable effect. Won't solve the case all the way out, you see. But it'll produce quite an effect on the individual because you've stepped back up a little bit above them and you've processed them up to where they can think about sex. All right. Let's take that list which I just gave you and run it in this fashion. We asked the individual where ovums would be safe and where sperm would be safe. Now, you ask them, now, give me some place where sperm would be safe, and give me some places where ovums would be safe. And if he doesn't know what an ovum is, you tell him it's a female egg. And if he doesn't know what semen is, why, you find out what his colloquial name for it is. Now, you just ask him one or the other, because the funny part of it is that these things are somewhat alternately safe. You know, he'll look all around and he won't be able to find any place where ovum's safe, but you ask him, well, all right, where's the place where some semen's safe? Oh, right there, see? You know, the two things are so identified that you can't take one all the way out of the problem. In other words, you're really dealing with a tremendous biological identification here. You can't keep asking, well, now, where's another place semen be safe, and where's another place semen be safe, and another place semen be safe, and another place, because you're going to hang up on ovum. So, this is best run, then, on an E-meter. And you don't even have to review the list on the E-meter, ask them about Papa or Mom or anything else, but you're giving him an E-meter, waiting for it to stick. And when it sticks, why, he's hung up on something or other there, and let's just shift on to one of the other items. And work it until all of these items produce a completely free needle. That's how long you work that list. You start in with the semen and ovums. And after he's worked this for a little while, you'll be quite astonished, by the way, to find out in a man who is having a great deal of difficulty that ovums and semen are only safe injected into his own body. Totally irrational, isn't it? You find out that his own genitals are not safe in his own genital area. It's just safe in his own stomach or something. You know, I mean, this is real foul up. He swapped communication lines with too many females. Actually, this man got into trouble with women, and this woman got into trouble with men. And there's been too much cross-references between the two, because a man talking to a woman is not duplicating. And she isn't duplicating him. They're different sexes and different forms and different heights and different smells and different ambitions and everything else, you see. And these two don't duplicate worth a nickel. So they get to fixing, facing each other. They get very fixed on this necessity to duplicate the small fish. Because you just can't come in. You just don't understand what you're talking about. I mean, people are frantic on this subject. Why? Well, a male body doesn't duplicate a female body, so a communication line is immediately interrupted. This is the finest little booby-trapping mechanism you ever saw in your life. Naturally, sooner or later, a man starts to think of himself as a woman, a woman starts to think of himself as a man, herself as a man. Yeah, you get the darndest confusions. If you want to run a concept on this sometime, get the idea of duplicating women. Ask some preclear to do this, and he'll get more automaticity in his field than you care to look at. Try to match terminal the idea of communicating with women. It flies all over the place. However, that's not good processing. This is good processing. You just keep on asking him, where semen would be safe, where ovums would be safe, and where wombs would be safe, and male genitals safe, and where female vaginas would be safe. And we just go on down the list with using those first items, you know. And then we find out that we've moved into another category. We've moved into the category of wombs. Where these things say. And there's your seclusion scene. Because in essence, most of these people, a lot of their blackness is simply stuck in a prenatal, as we've known for an awful long time. How to get them out of it, though? All right, this is how you get them out of it. So here's your where womb safe. And just goes on like this, more and more of them. And then check every once in a while to find out if you've picked up new needle action on semen and ovums and things like that. And for heaven's sakes, get it safe until he can at least get thousands and thousands of miles away from his body with perfect action. I mean, he can spot a spot thousands of miles from his body for semen, because for the first long while in processing, when it comes to semen and ovums and so on, it'll be right inside his body or just exactly on the surface. He will get such thing as an individual sperm would be safe if it were halfway into my face. You know? But it's right up here close. All right, let's get it broad. Let's get it so that he can spot these things as safe just all over the mess universe. So you can just get them safe all over the place. Now, in spotting places where they would be safe, remember, if you're going to steer in any direction, steer in the direction of spotting spots in space where they will be safe. Okay, we have then, in essence, with that list, something that breaks up these cases. And where it doesn't completely break the case, it takes the pressures and tensions off of the case. Pressures and tensions come off of a case. Because quite ordinarily, a case which is stuck in a lower bracket can still run this. And you would have a tendency to do this before you would do a lower bracket case. Now, what's the lower bracket case from this? It's the fellow who can only be solid objects, like steel objects, like rocks and things like that, planets. A fellow who can only be these things. He can't be any living organism of any kind. He could be these solid things. What would you do in that case? The way to break him out of one that he's being in obsessively is just asking to point out places where thetans would be safe, his understanding that a thetan is nothing in terms of mass. And his effort as the solid object to communicate with nothing will break him down into apathy. Why? Because he's a solid object communicating with a nothingness. And he keeps doing this, and it just simply will bust up this energy shell. Now, you'll find another manifestation in here that you mustn't overlook, is any preclear you have has a tremendous scarcity of semen, ovums, wombs, and so forth, so be prepared at any time if he starts to get gasping, weak, or sick at his stomach to remedy his havingness. You are just running, where are semen safe? Where would some semen be safe? And he's starting to get a little sick. Recognize that getting sick as havingness trouble and have him just mock up lots of semen and pour it into himself. Lots of ovums and pour them into himself and so forth. In other words, remedy is having us if he gets sick. But even if you didn't do that, you would still come out with the process. And that is SOP 8DA. Thank you.